Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. A little bit of Van Halen bringing us back. It's just you and me for a couple of segments. I wanted to talk to you about something that I want you to think about, and that's 2010. Now, before we get to that, I want to congratulate you. If you're still in business right now, here we are in the well into the fourth quarter of 2009. If you're still in business, congratulations. You've accomplished something. Because if you remember in the beginning of the year, I encouraged you to set a minimum goal of opening your doors January 1, 2010. Now you and I still haven't accomplished that yet, right? Because we haven't gotten there. There's a lot of things can happen to either one of us on the way to that on the way to the forum there, so to speak. But still, we've made it through the rough part this year, the roughest part, and there's still plenty of tough sledding ahead. And so I want to congratulate you. If you can anticipate opening your doors now, if you've got reason to anticipate that you'll be opening your doors January 1, 2010, congratulations. I'm going to go ahead and pat you on the back. We can't ease up now. We can't let up. We still got to keep our shoulder to the wheel. We still got to keep stay to the grindstone here, and keep working hard and keep working smart and all that. But still, I think it's appropriate to give you a little pat on the back and congratulate you. But I do think we need to look out on the horizon and anticipate 2010 coming at us, because it is. And you've heard me say before that where we're going, and I mean after 2009. Where we're going is going to look a lot different from where we've been. As you also remember, this is my eighth recession to go through and recovery to follow since the first one was 69. So this isn't my first rodeo. I've seen a lot of them. This is going to be a tough one. This recovery is going to be a tough one. It's going to be a long one. It's going to be longer than we wanted it to be, because there are just some fundamental things in place that are going to make it that way. There's just no two ways about it. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. I'm certainly not an economist, but I sure am an experienced observer of these things, and it's just going to take a while. So first I'm going to say about 2010, it's going to be different from 2009. Just as 2009 is different from 2008. Now, I think 2011 is going to look more like 2010 than 2009, because we're heading into a new era. Many things have been reset. The way consumers feel about credit, the way the credit industry feels about you, and those kinds of things are different. They're going to be different. They're not going to change. They're not going to go back. They're going to turn into something different, something new. And so you need to be prepared for that. Which brings me to something I've mentioned before. As we operate our businesses, we always have our antenna up for new opportunities, right? And we always have our guard up for new challenges. Well, my friends, both of those are going to look a little bit different. They're going to come at you a little bit different. They're going to look a little bit different, and especially the opportunities. Those are going to be quite a bit different than what you've seen in the past. The opportunities that might present themselves, and the reason I wanted to point that out is because you've gotten used to looking for opportunities through a certain filter, a certain set of glasses, so to speak. You've got a paradigm in your mind about what an opportunity should look like, and I just want to encourage you to be prepared to wear a different set of glasses, to see opportunities that in the past you would have said that doesn't appeal to me. I don't like that. I don't like the way that looks. I can't make that happen. Whatever filter you were repelling other opportunities in the past, those in the future, those might be good opportunities for you. That's one. One way to look at opportunities is something that used to not be attractive might be, don't cast them off out of hand. They might be something for you in the future. Number two, things that you did not know, you never saw before, never thought of before, could present themselves as opportunities. And so slow down just a little bit. Look at things. Take things in. As you see an opportunity coming out, you slow down just a little bit and focus on them and see if it's something that might be an opportunity for you. And now I want to talk about customers. Customers in the going forward are going to be different than they were in the past. As I said earlier, customers are deleveraging. Here's what that means. They're thinking differently about the way they acquire products, the way they acquire things for their lives, especially consumers. They're going to be less likely to charge things. Even if they have credit, they're probably, at least for another year or two probably, they're going to be less likely to charge things. Aren't you doing that right now? Isn't everyone you know doing that right now? This is a resetting of our attitudes about how we acquire things and how badly we want things and the difference between what we want and what we need and which ones and how far we're willing to go to buy things beyond what we need, you know, those things that we want. So your customers are just like that. So think about these things and adjust your strategy, adjust your business model accordingly. And as you forecast 2010 sales, you know, there was a time when you knew exactly what to expect from the marketplace. If you did certain things, if you marketed a certain way, if you called on customers, you had certain structures in place, including financing perhaps, that you could count on to get business. Well, that's going to be different. I can't tell you how it's going to be for you, because your business is unique to you. You're in a marketplace. You're in an industry. You're filling a niche. I don't know how that's going to affect you. I just know it's going to be different. And I want you to think about that. Now, how do you find out how your customers are going to behave? You know how you do that? You ask them. You talk to them. And when you talk to them and when you ask them questions, here's one really, really important thing to do. Listen. Be a sponge. Don't talk too much. Ask them questions. Talk to them about what's going on in their lives, in their businesses. What are their goals? What are they seeing? And listen and make notes. They'll give you the answer, the key to the future. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Little Robert Cray bringing us back to my favorite blues man. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. When you get a chance, we built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, if you like doing that, if you're involved in Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Also, Facebook is Jim Blassingame, not Jim Blassingame. I'm talking about getting ready for 2010. And one of the things you're going to have to do if you're going to be successful in 2010 is you're going to have the cash flow that you need. And your cash flow, like most small business owners, cash flow comes from a lot of it comes from your customers, from the receivables you get from your customers. And so I was talking earlier about talking to your customers, making sure that you understand what's going on in their lives, what motivates them. And I'm talking about whether they're consumers or business to business, whether you're doing business with other businesses or business to consumers or both. And it's a little bit different. It is different talking to a consumer about their future, about what their hopes and dreams are, than it is to talk to business owners, because consumers don't really plan too much about their consumer consumption, but businesses do. They're a little more thoughtful about it. So it's a little bit different. But you just have to figure it out. But the main thing is to have a dialogue develop some kind of a dialogue with your customers and find out what they want. Because from that those conversations, you're going to find out about what you should be able to come up with some kind of a projection for what you can expect in 2010. And start doing that right now. Start talking to them right now about that. And then you come up with your projections for 2010, your sales projections, and hopefully you're budgeting and you come up with a cash flow and a profit and loss projection. You can hopefully you're doing all that. I hope you're doing that. If you're not, you need to get some help so you can do that. And then you need to talk to your banker. You need to share that information with your banker, and make sure that your banker knows in advance of when you're going to need money. You don't go walking into a banker. You don't want to go walking into a banker today and say, "I need money today." You need to tell your banker right now. If you think January 1 rolls around, you're going to need some help, some financial help. You need to be talking to your banker about it now. You need to be showing him or her your projections on when you're going to need the cash. And I'd like to recommend that you come up, even if you don't know exactly what you want or what you're going to need or when you're going to need it, please go and spend some time with your banker. Come up with a little bit of a presentation. Just, it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It doesn't have to take a long time. But come up with some kind of a presentation about what you're doing. Think about this. How have you survived 2010? What steps did you take? What corners did you cut? What opportunities did you maximize? What challenges did you handle? Write those things down and talk to your banker about those things. They like hearing those things. They like knowing that they know you don't have all the answers. They just like knowing that you've got some method of dealing with the issues that you have. It makes them feel more comfortable when you can do that. And then say to them, I'm probably going to need some help in 2010. Right now, I don't know when that's going to be, but I'm working on that, and I hope to get back with you on that. That's okay. That's all you have to do right now. If you don't know when you're going to need money, you're going to need some help, some working capital, whether that be to buy computers or a vehicle or inventory or just working capital. If you don't know that yet, you don't know when or how much, that's okay. You need to be determining that in advance of when you need it, but sometime between now and the end of the year, go call on your banker, take them to lunch, and just talk to them about what's going on. Tell them about what you're excited about. Tell them what you're worried about, what you're concerned about. But mostly, talk to them. Just give them a narrative. Deliver the narrative on how you've been able to survive, maybe even thrive. Some people are doing okay right now. If you've been able to thrive in the last few months, talk to them about that. Let them know about those things, and that way, when you go back to them and you need to actually borrow some money from them, or you need some kind of help from them, they're already grounded. They're already imprinted on what you're trying to accomplish. They already understand. They've already heard your voice. They've already heard your level of excitement and confidence about what you're doing. And that'll just go a long, long way. So go visit with your banker. And technology, folks, make sure that you are staying up on technology, because the future for you to be efficient and the future for you to be able to compete on a much higher level of playing field in the future, part of that's going to be with the smart people you hire, but an awful lot of it is going to be the tools that you give them, which is the technology. So make sure that you're not operating with antiquated technology. You don't have to have the new generation, but you don't need to have the old generations either. Make sure you get your technology squared away. And as you know, the good news is it doesn't cost as much money to do that these days as it used to. Just some things to think about getting ready for 2010. Get your mind thinking about that, folks. You got to operate the rest of 2009. But right now, you need to be looking out on the horizon to 2010 and anticipating where you're going to be going. Think about that. I'll be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Really, couldn't get away too soon.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.